Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, September 25th, 2019. We have just 6 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. We'll talk about maybe why that is in just a minute. But first, our marine weather forecast. That fall weather pattern is certainly kicking in. Small craft advisory in effect through this evening. 20 to 34 knots of wind are possible. Today in the forecast, north winds 10 to 15, gusting to 20. Gusts to 25 knots south of Tillamook in the afternoon. So we're seeing, if you look at the overview of the weather, we're starting to have that fall weather pattern of one low-pressure system, meaning stormy weather, bringing the potential for wind and rain, sort of rolling through our area one after another. That kind of happens. I mean, we get a lot of weather off the Pacific all the time anyway, but as we head on into the fall and winter, those start to become storms, so the weather becomes a lot more variable. We have wind waves from the north 3 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and northwest swells 9 feet at 14 seconds. And so that's where we're seeing those days where the weather sort of seesaws back and forth. It'll be sunny here and rainy there and fog and a little bit of everything. So, we're going to hear more today from my interview with Amanda Green. She is a coxswain. She's a surfman with the Coast Guard. We're going to talk a little bit. So she works out of Cape Disappointment. She's one of those people, if you get in trouble on your boat, who might come and rescue you in a motor lifeboat from Cape Disappointment. She's just an amazing, accomplished person. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the terms, the ranks that are applied to people in the Coast Guard in these roles. You know, you hear words like petty officer, coxswain. They're different roles, and the words have specific meanings, and the words themselves are quite old in origin, so we'll talk a little bit about that. But let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 2 inbounders, we have 3 in our Astoria anchorages, and we have just 1 outbounder today. Our first arrival in the river is the Agios Nicholas, arriving from China, headed for Astoria Anchorage, our Astoria Anchorage off the downtown waterfront. She's a wheat ship. She will arrive there at about 12:30 p.m. The Divina Gulf is arriving from San Francisco, headed to the Astoria Anchorage. She'll ultimately be heading up to Klatskanai to port westward to her cargo is ethanol, and she will probably arrive in Astoria's anchorage by about 1:30 p.m. In the Astoria anchorage already, we have the Nord Tokyo headed for Longview to pick up wheat, leaving around noon, arriving in Longview by about 3:30, and the Divina Gulf will be heading up to port westward in Klatskanai at about 9 p.m. That would put her there at about maybe 11:30 in the evening, and the African Loon awaits orders in the Astoria anchorage. Outbound, we have just one ship, the Imabari Logger, leaving Longview Petcoc on board there, leaving around 11 p.m., passing Astoria outbound then, maybe around 2:30 a.m. on Thursday. Well, this is a pretty small ship schedule, and while sometimes the ships that arrive vary, generally we have a steady stream of ships at this time of year leaving the river, and most of the ships that are coming in are hoping to pick our planned to pick up wheat. And so it brings us back to the issue at the Bonneville Dam, at the locks there, where that is closed right now to any vessel traffic because of repairs that are happening to one of the locks. So that means that all of those tugs and barges that are carrying wheat, and this is part of the chain of commerce here, the wheat is harvested inland, it gets put on tugs and barges. And barges are an extremely economical way to carry things, and it gets taken down to the Portland-Vancouver area where it can be loaded on ships where the deeper water is. So it could be that some of the ports are reaching the end of the wheat that they have available to load on ships, and that is why the ships that are there are kind of sitting and waiting. That's my best guess. So wheat is an extremely big cargo at this time of year. Most of our ships that are coming in to harvest wheat. So we'll just have to see if things start to ease up next week after the locks open up again. But so that's our ship schedule. Not as much to talk about as I usually have, but that gives me more time to talk about the Coast Guard and Amanda Green, which is just a wonderful topic. So she came into the studio. I interviewed her, and we talked about this phenomenon of her being a Coast Guard surfman. She's one of only about a dozen women in the Coast Guard who have this certification. She's an immensely qualified person. And so yesterday we talked a little bit about how she got into this kind of work. Today I wanted to ask her about, I ended up asking her about her work as a surfman. And a role that she has been trained for on the vessel called a coxswain. And it's a very old maritime word. It's spelled differently from the way it's pronounced. It's spelled C-O-X-S-W-A-I-N. So it looks like coxswain, but it's coxswain. Generally, it refers to a person who's in charge of steering on a boat, and the origin of the word relates to a literal meaning of boat servant, since it comes from the term cockboat, which was a Middle English word for a small vessel that was kept aboard a ship, and swain, an Old English term derived from the Old Norse, svein, meaning boy or servant. So it sort of shows the person who is working on the boat in this role of driving it. That's the origin of the word. Today, Amanda explains what it means to be a coxswain in the Coast Guard. Here she is, Amanda Green. For people who are not familiar with all those terms, what is a coxswain?
So a coxswain is pretty much a boat operator. You have three different types. So you have a basic coxswain that can operate a vessel up to 10-foot seas and 30-knot winds. Then a step up from that, you can be a heavy weather coxswain, which is 20-foot seas and 50-knot winds. And then it depends on what unit that you're at or what station in the Coast Guard. Like Cape Disappointment, we require our heavy weather coxswains to get a surf endorsement on that. So the heavy weather coxswains still have the opportunity to get in a surf up to 8 feet. And then the next step up from that is the surfman. And surfmen can operate the vessel in 20-foot breaking seas and 30-foot seas and 50-knot winds.
My gosh. So then these are all levels of training that you can do at Cape Disappointment at the school there?
Correct. The National Motor Lifeboat School offers all three courses to anyone that is pursuing coxswain or heavy weather coxswain or surf on the 47-foot platform.
And that was Amanda Green. She was talking about the training that you can get at the Motor Lifeboat School right at Cape Disappointment, which is, that Motor Lifeboat School is located there because the conditions here are among the worst in the world. That's not an exaggeration by any means. And so people like her go out and train, become highly skilled, and then when things start going wrong on vessels out at sea, she was saying that her work basically takes her out in the worst weather possible because that's usually when people do get into trouble. So we're going to be hearing more from her tomorrow on the Ship Report. But I thought it was interesting. You hear a lot of terms thrown around when you talk with people in the military in terms of mentioning them that we may or may not know what the origin of those words are. And so another one is that she is a petty officer in the Coast Guard. And I looked up that as well. And that term, petty officer, can be traced back to an old French word, the word petite, which means something small. And we get that word petite in English as well. So it refers to an official who is subordinate to major officials. So in the Coast Guard, there definitely is that military hierarchy where you start kind of at the bottom and work your way up. And so that's where that term, the word origin of that term. But at any rate, very interesting work. We're going to hear more from her on the Ship Report tomorrow. Thanks for listening to the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great day.